Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system, just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer here as well as Jimmy the Bubble Boy. All right, so neither one of them are going to be able to go on our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with me in January as we cruise with Explorer Ventures from St. Kitts to St. Martin, stopping along the coast of Saba and doing some diving. But not all is lost in the sense that, sure, I can just spend the next few minutes rubbing it into these two slubs.
Thanks, Greg.
And by that you mean not all is lost because neither one of us is Robert Redford.
No, that isn't what I meant. I meant just so I could rub it in from the standpoint of you can't go. But
Stop looking at me like that. Robert Redford has a new movie out called All Is Lost.
I know. And it's in the water.
Oh, now that makes what you just said hilarious, Bill.
I hate you people so badly, and I will hate you more when you're in a Liverpool.
But here's the great thing. Not only can I abuse you, but you're not alone because our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise is sold out, and no one can go other than the people that have already booked.
Let's keep talking about it then, so I can just hate you, and I can have people join me in my absolute hatred. Flames. Shooting. Flames.
Out of what?
Bill, you can come over to my house.
How did you get those flames coming out of that orifice? That's scary. But anyway, you know, you could look at it like that.
Taco Bell has a sale.
Like like the glass is half empty. Or you could look at it like, okay, I will learn from my mistakes. I will get on board. I will book my trip earlier. And to help us out with this, our buddy from Explorer Ventures, Mr. Clay McArdle, is on Scuba Radio right now. Clay, how are you?
I am. I'm actually this morning not doing all that well, Greg.
You're not doing all that well. Is that what he said? You're not doing
well?
No. Why?
I'm not doing well. I got two basic problems. The first problem is that January 18th trip is sold out.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to be able to go on with you guys.
And the second basic problem is I woke up
this morning. It was 4 below.
It was 4 below in Wyoming, where he's based out of. Well, all I can say, if this is any consolation, is glad I'm not you. No, that's not really appropriate. here's the thing. Clay owns the business, so he can pretty much pick whatever trip he wants to go on. But yeah, I guess I didn't really think this through when I figured I could just needle, you know, Jimmy and Bill, you know, on this trip. And then I realized, oh, wait a minute, Clay's not going to be on it. Kind of screwed up that one a little bit, Clay. But hey.
Usually I usually reserve a space for myself just so you have someone that was chaperone.
Yes.
Apparently it didn't happen this time around.
Well, that's true. He doesn't really trust us. But there's the captain on board, so maybe you'll assign that duty to him, I guess, another duty. But, here's the thing. You won't be able to go on this one, but the whole idea of this is to give people another outlet, to give them another suggestion, you know, learn from these mistakes. So you need to book your trip early if you want to come on and join one of these adventures with us. But regardless, you could book any trip with Explorer Ventures and have the trip of a lifetime. And I figured, why not throw out a few suggestions to them today, just in the nick of time, you know, especially as we get into the gift-giving season. And Bill looks at me like, hey, that's a great idea, Greg. You know, maybe you could hook me up.
Hey, I know somebody having a 50th birthday, and I cannot think of a better gift for a 50th birthday than
dentures.
a liveaboard dive trip dentures.
Yeah, I don't think dentures. Yeah. That might be the second.
Yes.
Depending on how good your oral hygiene is.
You know I love liveaboard diving. I think liveaboard diving is the way that all diving should be. I'm actually kind of spoiled. I don't like a 2 or 3 day trip anymore.
That's
to have a whole week where you get to do 4 or 5 dives a day. You're at different dive sites all the time. The dive sites are just fantastic. It's why I love going out with Explorer Ventures. Not that you let me do it very often.
Well, Clay, let's help Bill out and tell him where to go. What do you think?
Oh, you would not be the first person even today to tell me where to go.
we're still talking about dive trips, right?
Yeah.
We got a couple options, Bill. The first place that we'd like to take is Galapagos, simply because there's a lot of schooling sharks down there, and I understand they're not your favorite animal. That would be fun for you.
Yeah, at this time, they're flip-flopped on their season, so we're going into the warm season for the Galapagos,
right? Don't
give me
flip-flop. They're on the freaking equator.
Yep.
Well, the water temperatures.
on the equator.
It's more the water temperature that varies, but with the Galapagos in the winter months of the northern hemisphere, Galapagos is a great place to dive. The water temperature's significantly warmer than it is in the summer, and you've got all sorts of schooling stuff, great, excellent visibility. I mean, schooling silkies and hammerheads, it's just an amazing place to dive. And we've got some really good specials running on trips in February and March for that destination. Plus, we've got I think 3 or 4 spaces left in February on Carpe Vita, the Maldives.
Ooh.
Which I know you guys had been on. When were we on that boat?
Last May, it was a 50th birthday celebration, which was a pretty good idea when you just mentioned that. That's great. You ought to go to the Maldives for your 50th birthday there. And I don't know, when is that? Your birthday is when?
My birthday is December the 11th.
I knew this.
I did too.
Yeah.
I've been learning it for 50 years.
Yeah, but if you could go in December, Bill, it'd just be a little bit later. I mean, or in February, I mean. That's what you said. February, there's some spots, right? A couple spots.
I'm not above getting a gift in December that I can't use until February or March. I'm okay with that.
Don't feel that you have to be gifted.
But we're above giving it to you, so.
Yeah. That'd be too predictable. Sometimes you just have to.
Yeah, you want to be crafty.
Yeah. Bill, go ahead. Go out and buy this for yourself. You will appreciate it. You will thank me afterwards.
I'm going to get a specially hand-addressed envelope from Explorer Ventures from Wyoming with, a couple of ounces of snow in it. And in addition to that, it will have a slightly soggy registration form that I can send back along with my check to reserve a spot. That'll be nice.
Yeah, well,
nice,
you know, usually, I mean, this boat is sold out. Quite a bit in advance. So to have a couple spots available in February is a fairly rare occurrence. Am I right there, Clay?
Yep, you're right. And I was just thinking also, it was just my niece's birthday yesterday. And we gave her a card that said, make any wish you want. And you open it up and it says, no, not that one. Not that one either. And I was just reminded of that during this conversation. We got a few spaces left. I think just 2 or 3 spaces left in February, which is prime season there.
Yeah.
We've got special shark itineraries running there, which are all sold out, actually, as far as I know, for this spring. But we're running them again in 2015. So all sorts of options, Bill.
Yeah, yeah. He has a big pocketbook or big pocket.
I have enormous pockets. That's what I have. I have a giant pocket.
Right, but the thing is, you want to plan something like this out in advance, and it gives you something to look forward to, just like we've been doing for this trip in January. It'll totally spoil your rotten once you do it. But the Maldives, unbelievable. Matter of fact, Scuba Cowboys putting the finishing touches on a Carpe Vita liveaboard song that he wrote while we're out there on that trip. He's doing the final mix down, I believe, this week or next. So hopefully we'll have that to share with everybody as well. And if Bill wants to book it, then he can hand deliver it to the people on the boat. How about that, Bill? So you have a mission for your birthday, for your 50th birthday. I started, the tradition and we celebrate our 50th birthday in the Maldives. Yeah, you ought to run with that torch.
Yeah, yes,
and
certainly
continue.
Should've. Yeah,
you're with me on this, right, Clay? You're thinking, yeah, I like this idea.
Right? Yeah, I do like that idea. That's a pretty good one.
And he's astonished at how old you and I are. That's the other thing. I've seen these mermaids. These girls are around their 20s.
I beat Greg.
Yeah.
I beat Greg by like 3 months, I think. So, well, not by much. So. Yeah. And I'm not astonished. I'm a little appalled, but I'm not astonished.
Yes. A little bit offended, you know.
63 was disturbed. A rough year for the world.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be. ExploreAdventures.com. Go there. Book one of these adventures now. You'll thank us later. 1-800-322-3577. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreAdventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
I heard a show.
I heard a show
on the radio.
On the radio,
where divers speak about,
where they speak about
what's in the sea.
What's in the sea?
Now I know.
Now I know.
It was the first.
It was the first
show devoted.
Devoted
to diving.
To diving.
We all listen to Scuba Radio.
That's right.
Scuba Radio.
Everybody.
Radio.
Yes.
We all listen to Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Yes, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. At the DEMA show in Orlando a couple weeks ago, I ran into this guy for the first time face to face. I'd heard about him. His name, well, it goes by the name of Chiefy. However, he is he's a diver down in South Florida. And he was quoted in an article that I read from the Miami Herald that was talking about lobster walking, and he's written a couple books on how to catch lobsters and spearfishing and that kind of thing. And he's quite the lobster aficionado for South Florida. And Captain Cocktail, our buddy Jeff Turot from South Florida Diving Headquarters, had given him two fins up. So I was like, all right, and I started talking to him, and off the air, we actually interviewed him a little bit while we were there at the DEMA show. But off the air, I started really digging in to his theories behind what the lobster do in Florida and why they walk and why, you know, when they walk, which is really a $1 million question, because over the years, nobody has really come up with a definitive answer of why the lobsters congregate at times during the year and will march up and down the coast of Fort Lauderdale or South Florida or the east coast of Florida and become easy pickings for all the divers if they want to score a pretty sweet, lobster meal. So this guy's been doing this for years. He has some theories, and I figure, well, okay, I may have to make him a scuba radio mole for us. I have a few of them out there, in the water that are checking, that are supposed to report back to me and let me know when they are walking so I can make my move at the most efficient time. Right, Bill? You're with me on this, right?
I totally understand, man. And I'm telling you, it's creeping me out when Steve the Barracuda calls with his reports.
Yeah.
Because he's actually a barracuda named Steve.
Strange, isn't it?
It's weird, man. Yeah. It freaks me out. I'm glad we're going with what I believe is a human.
I'm not sure. but he goes by the name of Chiefy. Should we just call you Chiefy, or should we use your name as well there, Chiefy?
It doesn't matter. I mean, most folks know me by Chiefy, so
okay.
Fine.
I just want to make sure. Yeah, I don't want to blow your cover. Jim is his name. By the way, you can go to Chiefy.net is your website where you can see. You do like a monthly video, and then you got some books on lobster hunting and all kinds of stuff there, right there, Jim.
Oh yeah. I've got two books now. Catching the Bug, which has been out about 2 years,
right.
And it's actually kind of divides into three sections. It's how to find them, how to catch them, and then of course everybody wants to know how to cook them and eat them. You know.
Yeah, I got the eating part down.
The new book is.
The new book is called what? What is the new book called?
Catching
what?
The Spirit.
Catch the spirit.
Catch the spirit.
Yeah, got it. Okay, makes sense. All right, well, let's get right to it. Let's talk about these lobster, because that's what I want to zero in on. You know, from what my moles have told me so far this year, I haven't been getting any reports that the lobsters have walked in some time. I mean, first of all, from your perspective there in South Florida, I mean, have they walked at all in 2013? Or has it just kind of gotten off my radar?
Normally we have what I would, the main kind of thing that moves them around is some type of tropical activity. And luckily for us, we've not had any.
And pretty quiet, yeah.
But, you know, it's been kind of quiet that way. But, you know, a mini season was probably the best mini season ever. We had our limit in less than an hour, so it was great. I mean, and from one spot. I mean, and that was kind of, it was a little bit of a stir up just before mini season, and things calmed right down, and boom, it was perfect timing for us. Kind of probably bad for the lobster, you know?
Right.
And then the regular season started off okay, but then you're right. Boy, it was kind of, nothing's been happening. And then, right before DEMA, I got out, and I could tell things were kind of getting going. They were huddling up a little bit, and they were coming in shallow. And that means they're getting ready for a walk. Again, no big, push yet. But and then, of course, it kind of blew up here. It's been for about 2 weeks there, you really had trouble getting out. But this past week was good. We got out. We got out Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Some folks went out today. And while we haven't really seen and witnessed a walk.
Right.
There's definitely lobster out there. There's definitely lobster, and they're huddled up together. I mean, they may have walked during that bumpy stuff a couple weeks back.
Yeah.
Maybe we just weren't there to see it. You know?
Well, that's what I'm saying. First of all, let's back up and cover a little bit of your theory. And this is what I pulled from you when we had a little chat there at the DEMA show. But your idea, your thinking is that what you've witnessed in the past is you believe when the lobsters are getting ready to walk, they kind of get together and start to group together up on top of the reef, come out from under the ledges, and start to congregate like they're having a party. And first they have have their mingling session, and then the conga line starts. Is that, after they've had one too many drinks?
Wait a second.
Or something?
Are you suggesting that the lobsters don't walk? It's just a walk of shame?
No, they form
a
conga
walk
line.
Of shame?
Playing hot, hot, hot underwater or something, and something gets them fired up, after they've had one too many I don't know what they are drinking down there, but they, I don't know. They start to get a little stupid is the term I think you used to me. They start to act goofy.
And that's kind of when you kind of know when the walk is getting close is they will huddle together. This time of year, late October, beginning November, and I think maybe it has to do with sort of the now we're getting some cold fronts come through. You know,
right.
for us, it's not really cold.
Yeah.
But again, change of atmospheric pressures and stuff like that. I think that might kind of stimulate them. Again, the scientists, when I did the research for my book, they really couldn't tell you why they walk, right?
Yeah.
What they could tell you is when, everybody agrees after a tropical storm, four or 5 days.
It's like a hurricane party, If you just apply it to what we do down in Florida, some groups get together and, they have a hurricane party, ride it out the storm, and then,
And then it is a walk of shame.
Yeah. I think it's a conga line myself. Because I think they're still happy.
It's quite impressive to see. Up here, which is I'm in Deerfield Beach.
All right, well, hold on. We'll carry him through the break because this is great stuff. I love hearing about the lobsters. Who doesn't, right? Stick around. We got more with Chiefy next here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Guess right now. He goes by Chiefy. Chiefy.net is the website where you can learn about all this stuff we're chatting about when it comes to lobster walking, at least off the coast of Florida. The Florida spiny lobster, what we're talking about. And I'm sure this applies to other species maybe too on the West Coast a little bit. I don't know. Do they walk out there? Have you ever heard of the California lobster walking, or do you pay attention to that there, Chiefy? What do you think?
I do pay attention to that. I've not heard of that. They do move around just like ours do.
They're a little more laid back.
I've never heard of like that migratory walk. I don't know. I think it's kind of unique to us.
I think they're just a little too stoned, out there on the left coast, and they're too laid back to kind of gather together. And they might just kick back and hey man, what's up?
Hey
dude?
Man, I was thinking about going for a walk, man. But you any Twinkies, man?
Yeah, maybe. Could be something like that. I don't know. So we don't know why they walk. We have these theories, but you believe at least once a year they will do this, whether it's storm-related or not. That's the idea, at least, or your hypothesis from what you've seen in the past. So it could happen still. We're kind of just waiting to see what happens. They're starting to get stirred up right now, or starting to act a little goofy, and you think it could happen literally any time from what you've been seeing on your dives the last week or so, huh?
Yeah, and we may have already had a walk.
And we missed it.
When we were up to Dima there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we may have missed it,
See, that's not fair.
It was kind of rough there for a while.
If they're having a party, doing a conga line, you think it'd be at least nice enough to, send out invitations or something. Attention all lobster hunters, we're getting ready to have a party. It's not a hurricane party, but it's our yearly thing. What do you say? So I don't know. Mother Nature has to be enough to give us
this. Funny.
Right. What's that?
Three years ago, I would go to the same spot, and boy, they were there. And for like 3 weeks straight, I was like, oh man, this is where are they coming? Where are they coming from?
Right.
But they kept coming, and then it just shut off as quick as it started. So we do see that, but again, why? Who knows?
But we'll take it when it comes. Chiefy.net. Go there and learn more about hunting those Florida spiny lobsters and a lot more as well. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey, George. The ocean called. They're running out of shrimp.
We were at the beach. Everybody had matching towels. Somebody went under a dock, and there they saw a rock. It wasn't a rock. It was a rock.
Rock lobster, yes, we love the lobsters. I got to get some. It is time for a lobster dive. Maybe when we head down to Marathon,
ooh,
maybe we have to sneak in a dive there while we're down there in the Keys and see if they're wandering around there. You know, it'll get getting a little too loopy off the coast of Key West, walking up towards Marathon. Maybe it could happen. So we'll keep you, abreast of that situation. All right, a couple things that I wanted to share with you. Ocean Futures, which is Jean-Michel Cousteau's, a nonprofit ocean conservation organization. Great organization, oceanfutures.org, oceanfutures.org, go there. They have just started their Christmas auction to raise funds for Ocean Futures, and there are some really, really unique and cool prizes that you can bid on right now. Just go to oceanfutures.org and click on the link for their auction, and you'll be good to go. And some cool stuff from like a special watch that Jean-Michel wore in Fiji on one of his unique dives that he did, and it was because he's selling, they're auctioning it off. This is kind of stuff you can't buy. This is autograph stuff, priceless stuff.
Actually, this literally is stuff you can buy.
Yeah, but it's there's no value on it because it really is more of a piece of history type of thing.
Actually, so I have unique. The underwear he was wearing the time he said fire as a producer on Scuba Radio.
Really?
Yeah.
You still have that?
Yes.
Wow, that's impressive.
He stripped naked. He was a crazy man that day, and then he climbed the fence. That was weird.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so you got that. So get there and check that out. The other thing is, it is that time of year when, we got to balance our diving with the holidays, which gets a little hectic at times. And there are ways to combine the two. And our buddy Captain Cocktail there, Jeff Terode from South Florida Diving Headquarters, is on Scuba Radio to talk about how we can merge these two activities effectively, efficiently, and very creatively. Jeff, how are you, buddy?
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. That's right. So basically, next week, is it a week from today, I believe, on Saturday, December 7th.
It's 2 weeks from today.
Is it? Oh, that's right. That's two weeks. I'm sorry. Well, there you got more time to plan. You can actually go underwater.
Yeah, we got to eat some turkey first.
Yeah, we got to eat some turkey first. Yeah, I'm getting ahead of myself. But you can go down and dive at South Florida Diving Headquarters. And you can sit on Santa's lap underwater.
You could actually dive next Saturday with South Florida Diving Headquarters, but Santa Claus wouldn't be there. In 2 weeks, Santa Claus would be there.
Well, he might be there next week, too, but he might be incognito. He might be on vacation.
I think we got the real Santa, guys. He doesn't even need a beard.
Really?
He may be the real one. I'm not sure.
Yeah?
Because he doesn't need a fake beard, most Santas.
I wouldn't expect...
Can I say that on the radio? I don't know if I... Without being sued, I'm not sure.
Yeah, what do you mean fake Santas? What is this you speak of?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So we got a bad connection.
but he sent out a picture, an email of Santa underwater, and, there's a diver on his lap, and, of course, she's kind of a hot young cutie kind of thing.
That's astonishing. Does that even work in advertising? Never mind. Go on.
The thing is,
imagine attractive people in ads.
When you sit on Santa's lap underwater, how do you tell them what you want for Christmas? How do you?
I wasn't going to put Bill in the picture. Come on.
Well, yeah, but I mean, what do you have to use dive signals? Like, it's like a Santa.
No, we're gonna have a whole just like you're here at at the mall. We're going to have a chair on the bottom. Santa will be sitting in the chair.
Yeah.
You can come sit in his lap. You can hold the slate if you want with your wish list, and we're going to take your picture.
Right.
You can bring your kids. We do the same thing. Your whole family can take the picture with them.
And
if you want, it can be your Christmas card for the year. You don't have to wait in the long line at the mall.
Yeah. Now, if you look like the girl in the promotional photo, he will actually let you whisper your wish list into his mouth directly as you buddy breathe.
That's what the slate's for.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
Yeah. Well,
if he would not let her whisper her wish list into his mouth, he is a fool.
Well, if he asks you when you surface, use his ascent line, you might want to be careful. I don't know. Just knowing the kind of Santas
you know too many drunken Santas is what you know.
Well, I know what kind
of... Wow, we went from a family show to X-rated, man, right out of the gate.
What are you talking about?
Take you guys long.
Yeah, well, hey, just what
you should,
we do.
You should hear the pre-show meeting.
Hey, not only are we going to have Santa, but Von Your Research team is going to be tied up next to us, so we're going to have music underwater, Christmas carols, and Christmas music underwater, holiday music.
Oh, you're going to have some underwater speakers. Are going to be pumping the tunes underwater is what you're saying. Or is it a live band? Or is it music or what? What are you saying?
No, it's CDs on board the boat, and they have underwater speakers, and they'll be putting Christmas music down while you're waiting to take your picture with Santa.
Sweet.
Just like the mall, except we got water, right?
Yeah. No, I love it. You know, I could come up with a nice creative playlist for you. We have some pretty creative Christmas tunes that we play here on Scuba Radio. Maybe we can have them pump them underwater and really ruin the mood.
What was the one we had at the boat parade that year?
That was Dive in the USA.
Dive in the USA. That's right. That wasn't a Christmas song. That's right.
Yeah. Well, that same weekend, December 7th, isn't that the same night? Is that the same night of the boat parade in Pompano Beach, or is that the following night? I think it's the same weekend.
That's the following night. You can make a weekend out of it. You come down, dive with Santa, get your picture taken, and stay overnight, and come watch the Pompano Boat Parade.
There you go. Now you're talking. That'll be a good time for sure.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but I mean, I love this type of stuff. Now, so we got the underwater,
Santa Claus.
Scuba Santa.
Yes.
Picture opportunity. Are you doing like an underwater Christmas tree thing? I mean, you've done that before in the past, but are you guys even doing that?
No, we've done that. I think we're just going to concentrate on Santa.
Yeah.
And we may have some Santa's elves, too. You know, you never know.
Well, are they elves or are they mermaids?
I'm pitching at to some mermaids that I know.
Yeah. Yeah. He's put in a request to the North Pole and said, hey, could we switch the elves out for mermaids, Bill?
It seems fair.
Exactly.
I was called by, the head elf and asked, hey.
Tell me that wouldn't be a great picture.
That would be an awesome picture.
You're sitting on Santa's lap. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
Well, for Santa, it doesn't.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Well,
I don't know how the mermaids will feel about that.
I didn't say for you.
Yeah, well.
If you thought we went to X-rated quickly before.
Oh, shush.
Oh,
nothing.
My.
This is good, clean family fun, Bill.
It's in the water. It's got to be reasonably clean, right?
Yeah. I mean, when you take Santa underwater, I mean, does his outfit, is it really scuba, certified to put that? I mean, doesn't that as a one-time wear kind of thing? It's not going to last very long underwater, I'm guessing.
So you're imagining
it's a little tricky
Santa.
Where we have to do this, and it obviously takes a little bit of effort and a few helpers to get Santa down on the bottom, and it's full regalia, but... at least the beard won't come off.
Yeah, that's you don't true. Want any beard to come off because, you have a real,
beard.
Santa. That makes a big difference. Yeah.
Exactly.
But the belt, the big black belt around the middle, is that a weight belt?
That makes perfect sense
or
to me.
Or is he just going to have this stuff on under him, his dive gear? I mean, I'm looking at the picture. I don't see any gear on him at all other than a mask. I'm like, hey, wait a minute. Was this Photoshop?
You see a regulator.
I see a regulator. Well, that's true.
I see a regulator, right?
So he's like, he's just being held down.
I can't tell you all our secrets, and everybody's doing it.
I mean, for goodness sakes, the man can travel around the entire earth in a single night and deliver presents to all the good little boys and girls.
Well,
and you're wondering how he can stay on the bottom for a photo op?
Well,
Come on, this is magic.
I want to know. No, I mean,
thank you, Bill.
Scuba Santa might have some
dive tips. Thanks for pointing out the obvious, Bill.
Well, he didn't even see the obvious.
Well, no, but Scuba Santa might have some dive tips he can share with our audience that might give us...
You know what they don't have down there with him? Frosty the Snowman. You know why? Because snow melts in the ocean, you moron.
Well, or Frosty is sitting there right next to him. We just can't see him.
He's all around him.
That's right. See? What do you think the ocean's made out of? It's made out of Frosty. Or something.
Disgusting.
He's swimming in Frosty.
Yeah, you're swimming in Frosty. Slushy the Snowman. I don't know, maybe. SouthFloridaDiving.com. Go there for more information.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Light and Motion, leading the industry in high-powered LED lighting and underwater video systems year after year. Light and Motion, consistently ranking at the top of the innovative technology spectrum. Light and Motion, 100% built in the USA in a historic warehouse on Cannery Row since 1989. Light and Motion, tomorrow's technology today. Light and Motion, look for the name the pros trust in a dive center near you. Light and Motion, on the web at lightandmotion.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
We've got to
get down, get down.
Got to
get down.
There's a lot of reasons to get down. If no other reason, next week is, it's Scuba Radio Thanksgiving. And I hope you make the most of it. Now, starting next Saturday, we will begin our Give the Gift of Scuba campaign. And not only does that mean, you know, we're going to constantly remind you that, you know, obviously the gift of a dive class or scuba certification is the perfect gift, but we have some stuff that we may be throwing out over the next few weeks.
You learn nothing from getting the grape wine. You're going to start the Scuba Radio champagne. The gift of scuba what? Champagne. Is that what you just said?
No, I said the gift of scuba. What are you talking about, champagne? You mean like the Scuba Radio wine?
Yeah.
I still have.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
After 2 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no champagne.
There's no champagne.
You said campaign. the Gift of Scuba campaign.
Yes.
Not champagne. I understand now.
Yeah, yeah. The champagne
really,
is...
These jokes really work better if you remember what you said. Go
well,
on.
There will be no Scuba Radio champagne because of the Scuba Radio wine.
Yes.
That went over so...
You know what you
poorly.
Should do? This is what you should do. You should take a case of it, put it into like a metal box, and drop it at a dive site somewhere, and then people will think it's a treasure.
Ooh. You think they'll think that?
I think they
Until
will.
Until they open it and drink it.
Well, you know what? I think you dramatically lower your standards for taste when you pull something out of the ocean that you think is historic.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I still have, I believe I have at least one bottle that I have not been able to re-gift for 2 years now. Yeah. We got
actually,
a stash.
I know last year you had one bottle in
right.
the Christmas giveaway thing that we did, but you ended up with it back, didn't you?
Yeah. And so it's going to make its rounds again this year.
Nice.
For our Scuba Radio, you know, Dirty Santa.
Oh, no.
Gift exchange thing.
Dirty Sanchez gift thing? What?
Yeah, yeah. That's what we call it.
I'll wind up getting it.
You know, one of those white elephant type things.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. But yeah, Scuba Radio Thanksgiving next week. We will have some stuff to give away. Including, it'll be 2 weeks from today. We will announce the winner of our GoPro underwater video system that we have posted there at scubaradio.com.
So what
it's
you're saying
really
is that people
nice
could
prize.
Still go to scubaradio.com and they could register to win a GoPro
Black Edition
camera.
Yeah,
they could
absolutely.
Go. That's the same model that you're using right now. It's not
it
the
is.
Same one you're using, but it's the same model.
Correct. It's in the original retail packaging, fresh from GoPro, and we have a Sola 1200 light video light from Light Motion to give away with a tray and an arm to connect it your GoPro to and everything, plus a Polar Pro macro and red filter to even get better quality underwater photos.
Freaking believable
For your next dive adventure.
A
so
great
this
giveaway
yeah,
all
yeah,
the way around.
Really, really nice stuff. And, yeah, it is what I use currently, and that's what I'll be taking to Saba and St. Kitts for our liveaboard adventure with Explorer Ventures, as well as to Nevis, which we'll spend a few days in Nevis before we go.
I hate you before your liveaboard dive, and I hate you while you're on your liveaboard dive.
And then in Dominica.
And I hate you even more
afterwards. So that 1 week liveaboard trip has turned into a two-week dive adventure.
A tweaking trip?
Yeah.
Twerking trip.
There'll be some twerking, trust me.
No.
Yeah, after we did our twerking contest there at the DEMA show, we're definitely going to have to expand on that theme. Because I didn't realize how divers,
you know what, on second thought,
at least the divers we saw, had some skills.
I'm not going to be there.
Nah, you want to see this. Come on. You know,
Dan and Betty twerking? I'm not going to want to see
not,
Dan and Betty
they're
or
not on
twerking.
The boat. They're,
no,
not,
they're
on
not on
the
boat this
they're
time?
Not on, no, Barry and Ruth. From Dive Training Magazine.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
you know Ruth could twerk it, maybe. I don't know.
Stop.
We'll see. But Tiffany.
Twerk it, baby!
Mermaid Tiffany is on board, and I'm sure she'll
be ready. No, I know her dad.
Right. I'm sure her dad will say.
Be careful.
It's like, all right, Tiff, go ahead. Twerk it. Yeah.
Shake what your mama gave you. Does he say that a lot?
He says, shake what your daddy gave you.
Oh.
Which, well, that
which
wouldn't
is,
work either.
It's really just an empty guitar case, let's
disturbing.
Be honest.
I'm
yeah.
a bad image.
Yeah. But anyway, I don't know. We'll
and
see. It will be a great adventure,
guy.
But do go to scubaradio.com this week if you haven't already. And make sure you are registered for that GoPro camera giveaway because it is a very nice prize. Thanks to the folks at GoPro. Thanks to the folks at Light Motion and, of course, Polar Pro. For making that possible. But it doesn't stop there. We're going to have that giveaway here in a couple weeks. And like I said, I got a few other things that have been sitting around in Santa's sack.
Stewing.
It's kind of like, yeah, yeah. They're kind of sweaty.
There's a marinade nature to it.
Yeah. but we're going to share some of this stuff with everybody. So make sure you're listening. Kicking off with Scuba Radio Thanksgiving next week. What, Jimmy? Jimmy's just
I'm
like...
I'm getting a really bad image in my mind.
He looks like he's turning a little green. He's getting a little nauseous.
I thought maybe he was envious.
You think that's what it was?
I thought it was green with envy, no?
I'm the Grinch.
I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure.
His heart grew 3 times that day.
Yeah. But, you know, this two-week adventure... The one thing we didn't talk about that much today because we couldn't connect with Greg from the tourism office of the Nevis Tourism Authority, but we'll try to get them next week. I haven't been back to this. Let's see. I guess it was about 5 years ago. I went to Nevis for the first time for just a two-night little trip, and I got to tell you, that island is beautiful.
And we're gonna go the neighboring island, Nuthead. Nevis and Nuthead.
No, that's that doesn't exist, I don't think.
No.
But it should. Yeah. But we'll find out more about that destination. You know, this is a place where the Stones goes and, you know, live like rock stars kind of thing. It's cool stuff. But you'll hear all about that next week. So we'll leave it at that for now. Till then, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Good evening, everybody.
Each little snug here, cutting a rug here, under the sea. Each little snail here, know how to wail here. That's why it's hot, 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 hot. Yeah, we get lucky, I got to get lucky, under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.